Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, what is going on, everybody? J. Spot Comedy coming to Raleigh, North Carolina next weekend. Thank you.
What a weekend, Sip.
Club 44.
Oh, my goodness, what a weekend.
Man, oh, man.
Woo-hoo.
Be right back. Seems like we just feel like it.
But it
we'll
was
get
full.
In 20 minutes.
It was full.
My weekend was full. Yeah. Starting when I left you Friday, I went to the White House for a reception for the African American Museum of Culture and History.
That is the way to start a weekend.
Yeah.
At the White House.
Hmm. And with every black celebrity you could imagine.
In the universe. They
yes.
were there.
If you want to end black history. if you want to end black history, everybody was in Washington, D.C. All the history makers were in Washington, D.C. And if you could have wiped out all the history makers of Washington, D.C., you would have ended black history right then. It was everybody.
You don't want to think of it as such, but yeah, that they were all there.
Everybody was there.
They're all there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It was great. It was moving. I don't know if you watched it on C-SPAN on Saturday morning, but if you did, then you probably were moved too. The president was even moved to tears.
Yeah, he wiped away tears himself. And
they opened the doors to this museum.
They did the ribbon cutting with a family of seven generations.
Oh.
From 7 to 99, representative of the history that people will see in the museum. And Tom, you got a chance to go into the museum.
Yeah, I did. I went in the museum. Wow. I got to go back, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not get to go in, but it was my intent to come back at another time to be able to give it, you know, the kind of time. But it was, the ceremony itself was really quite moving, as you said, and everybody was just so excited and so full of, you know, passion and energy.
What was your favorite speech, Sib?
I got to say Dr. Lonnie Bunch.
Dr. Lonnie Bunch was my favorite.
He was.
Dr. Lonnie Bunch was one of my favorites.
This is his baby. And then when he ended it by saying,
Welcome home. I dropped the mic, didn't it?
That was really, really.
Wait a minute. What about Patti LaBelle singing The Change Gonna Come?
You said speech. Now, Patti, as far as performers were concerned, she said, when she sang A Change Is Gonna Come, and then she said, Hillary Clinton. And then, like, everybody
and then walked off and did
and
the pat
and, the stage.
And did the patty and did the patty wings.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
flapping
right.
her wings.
That's
oh,
right. It was so cool.
But Sip, I was talking with Dave Chappelle, and he said, President Bush's speech made him think that Kanye might be wrong. He might really love black people.
I think Kanye. we know that Kanye. That's a great line.
Dave Chappelle said, "I don't know. Kanye might be wrong. I think President Bush does like black people."
That's great. That is great. And when you're talking about the entertainers, there was so much there as far as the music, Dave Chappelle and other comedians there. And
well, everybody went on stage. They were
not,
on stage.
Not for that.
No.
No. They had different events throughout the weekend. They had
It was full.
Just music and comedy, and it was just so great.
I had to watch it.
It was really, really wonderful, and to see the two presidents, former President Bush and his wife, the former First Lady Laura Bush, sitting next to the Obamas, and with
why didn't they have President Clinton up there?
Somebody when I was walking out, Tom, and you could see President Clinton, and said, "Well, Mr. President, what are you doing here? Why aren't you out on the? If you weren't up there, why aren't you out on the out on the campaign trail?" He said, "Well, somebody had to be here to represent the family, but it because Bush was the one who signed the bill.
Yeah,
and so that's why he was a part of it.
So he was watching the door to see if Monica Lewinsky showed up. About that."
Which brings
Jennifer Flowers is watching door. Could have been watching. You know he's watching that door. I don't know. He's been watching that door.
You know, this is what really saddens me about tonight.
What?
That It's not going to, once again, it's like the whole campaign. It's not going to be about the issues. It's going to be about the reality TV aspect of Donald Trump and what he will do. Not that he'll be answering questions, not that he'll be responsive to what people want to know, but trying to have those gotcha moments. And
I think Hillary will keep it about the issues.
I think she will, Jay, but I don't think that he is going to allow it as far as he's concerned.
Well, that's where the moderator comes in.
I know, but don't you know they've already set it up because they are talking about Lester Holt and whether he's going to be fair. Does he need to be a fact checker? This was all the conversation this weekend about Lester Holt and Donald Trump not thinking that he's going to be fair and that he doesn't want to be called on his BS.
That's because he doesn't know, Sim. And that's
we know that, Jay,
doing.
But that's what he focuses on.
I think people are
going
to see that tonight. I really do.
Well,
Hillary's been.
I hope you're right.
Okay. The job of the moderator is to keep everything in line. I mean, you stick to answering the questions.
Right. But
and that's Lester Holt's job.
And that is his job.
But you have a dude that doesn't know the answers. So
He
has no answers. And the dude's just going to be yes.
And so is Lester Holt going to call him out?
And that is the question.
I think he will.
And that's why they've put it such that, you know, they don't think that he's going to be fair. And so they've already posed Lester Holt in a position that he is pro Hillary Clinton, where in fact he is a journalist. Journalists are there to tell the truth and to keep it right down the middle. It's not a question of him being on Hillary's side or being on Donald's side. It's about him asking the questions and holding them to answering the questions. But like Donald Trump does, calling people liars, saying, you know, talking about their character, saying that they're not really going to do a good job, and having nothing to back it up, he is already positioned Lester Holt.
He already made his first mistake by calling him a Democrat, and the guy's a Republican.
And he's a registered Republican.
That's how stupid he is. So.
But, Jay, isn't it amazing how people believe all the lies of Donald Trump?
That is amazing.
And they're calling Hillary.
He has a following, but I don't think it's enough white people.
And they call, and
not enough black people.
And you're right, Sib.
Hispanics. Yeah.
You're right, Sib. And they call Hillary Clinton a liar.
Everything she says, you know, she's lying, and he's the one that's calling out the liars, and he is the liar. Which, you know, always when people say, "What are you angriest about?" and when you call people out and you're doing this and doing, and you know, just constantly talking about them and calling them names, it's you who's that person. That's what your issue is. He's the liar, but he's calling everybody else the liar.
He's lied so much he didn't even know he's the liar. So
you're absolutely right.
When you lie so much, you don't even know you're a liar. You
recognize who you really are.
I'm a good liar, but I know when I'm lying.
But you said he's so good, he doesn't even know.
He don't even know he lying.
That's a good liar.
He's so stupid, he don't know he's stupid. That's how stupid he is. But I think she's going to stay on point. That's why she's studying. That's why she's been putting it together. She's going to really tonight, I hope she, you know, talks about policy and just let him be stupid.
Yeah.
Just let him be stupid.
I really hope that's what happens.
What time is it, the debate tonight?
9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's right up against Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
And who's playing?
Yeah. Hillary versus Donald
Hillary
Trump.
Hillary and Donald Trump. That's the ball game right there.